What's going on, everybody? This is your man JR coming to you once again. It's November 30th, 2018, and this is the More Sauce Podcast, your favorite sports podcast that you probably never heard of and just discovered. Alright? So today's show, we've got some NBA news, we got some NFL news, we've also got some soccer news and everything else we know and love in the world of sports. So let's dive into a little NFL action because I'm sure most people tuned into that last night. We had the Dallas Cowboys and the Saints of New Orleans. Alright, two first place teams in their respective divisions going at it. The Saints been riding high. One loss coming into Thursday Night Football. Dallas Cowboys, they've got a little win streak going on right now. So it's definitely a good matchup for the fans to watch. We've been expecting the Saints to drop 30 plus points every week, because they've been doing so. Yet the Dallas Cowboys came in to last night, smacked them in the mouth in all possible aspects of the word or phrase, and got the W. How'd they do it? Simple. They made it ugly. They didn't allow Drew Brees in that short pass game or the run game or any game that they have traditionally going to get going. I mean, we had Kamara and Ingram, non-factors. Drew Brees could not get the ball down the field because there was always somebody in his face. And then the receivers, when they were open, weren't open. So I have to give a big shout out to the Dallas Cowboys defense last night. I'm not sitting here to say put your money on the Dallas Cowboys just yet or if ever. But they are looking very promising. So they should be in any conversation when it comes to making it out of the conference because, hey, they came in, smacked the big dog in the mouth. Who else has done that this year? Only one other team. And that other team is not relevant. So, Dallas Cowboys right now are hot. Keep an eye out for them. You also got the Rams in the mix, but the Saints smacked them in the mouth. But any given day, anybody can beat anybody in the NFL. So, with that being said, let's move on to the NBA. Because we had a light day of NBA action last night. We had the Sacramento Kings and the Los Angeles Clippers play last night. The Clippers came out with another W. And the Clippers are a surprise team for a lot of people. They were a very forgettable team last season, to say the least. Today, they're sitting in first place in the Western Conference, which is a testament to the job that Doc Rivers and his staff are doing out there, because there's no Chris Paul. There's no Blake Griffin in town. There's no DeAndre Jordan. There's no nobody that you know still in Los Angeles Clippers team. And yet, they're out here winning games the right way. They're playing as a team unit. Tobias Harris is their, I guess you could say, most reliable player. He's leading the team in scoring. So, shout out to him. But at the end of the day, just want to say a special shout out to just the overall organization, what they're doing out there. They're winning without star power, which I always am a fan of teams like that. Keep your payroll down. You don't have to go and get these big-name players and bring all these divas and attitudes in your locker room. You can win with the right guys and the right formula put together. And they're proving that. The Sacramento Kings with the L, but they are still looking better than they have been looking for years. So that team is young up and coming. Shout out to De'Aaron Fox, Willie Cauley-Stein and company, because the Kings are coming. Just give them a little bit more time. I don't know how much time they have, but if they're given time, they can be a team that can make them playoff noise in the near future. We also had King LeBron James and the Lakers play against the Indiana Pacers. The Lakers came with W last night. They're sitting on a strong 7th place right now in the West. A lot of work to be done for them, but they're winning games here and there. And at the end of the day, as long as you get in the playoffs, you always got a shot with LeBron James. So LeBron drops 38 points, and I'm on Twitter last night just, you know, chopping up with people talking about NBA, and people are still out there saying LeBron James is not a scorer. I'm to the point where if you sit there and tell me LeBron James is not a scorer, I'm no longer interested in talking to you about basketball, because simply for the fact that there's no way that a man can be the 5th all-time leading scorer in the history of the NBA. All the greatness that has come through the NBA in the past 60, 70 years, however long the NBA has existed, and yet all but 4 people, this man has past, bested, however you want to put it, in points. All but four people. So how are you the fifth all-time leading scorer in anything, and yet people have the audacity to put he's not a scorer on your name? I know you do everything else. You play point guard, whatever you want to call it, point forward. You get all these assists and rebounds. But at the end of the day, you are the fifth all-time leading scorer. You are a scorer. You've got a scoring title on your resume. LeBron James is a scorer. And if you want to discuss basketball, please take it out of your arguments because you sound ridiculous. All right? So please, 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 I beg you, all LeBron fans, take that out of your resume, all right, for your professional LeBron arguments. He's a scorer, a very good one at that, all right? And then also, he brings us to the game of the night, the Golden State Warriors versus the Toronto Raptors. We're talking about the first place team in the league right now, the Toronto Raptors with the best record, and the defending champs coming in without their captain, Steph Curry. They played last night going in overtime. Kevin Durant dropped a 50-piece on the Raptors, giving Golden State their third player this season to score 50 points. The second time that's been done in the history of the NBA. So shout out to them for that. Just showing you how much firepower they really do have on that roster. I mean, the bench is not the same as it used to be, but at the same time, being that top-heavy, they're still a threat to anybody that wants to step in there and take that crown from them. And until further notice, hey, we don't know who that's going to be, if it's anybody. The Toronto Raptors made a big splash this summer, trading their all-star forward guard, DeMar DeRozan, to the Spurs in exchange for Kawhi Leonard, who was a little disgruntled in San Antonio, which surprised many of us. We say, hey, who wants to leave San Antonio? Apparently Kawhi Leonard. And that move has paid off for the Raptors, because they are not only still winning games, but they are winning games that they usually would not win. I mean, no knock on DeMar DeRozan. He's an elite scorer in the game, but so is Kawhi Leonard. Now, one thing DeMar does not give you that Kawhi does is a two-time Defensive Player of the Year and Finals MVP. Those accolades attached to Kawhi Leonard, infused in that culture of winning already, tweak the DNA just enough that maybe, just maybe, this may be the year the Toronto Raptors bring that title to Canada, because they've had their demons in the past in the playoffs. First, it was the demon of Paul Pierce. Then it was the demon of LeBron James. LeBron James no longer the boogeyman in the Eastern Conference. He's moved out west, so the door is wide open for the Toronto Raptors to finally go over that hump. I know people are saying, what about the Philadelphia 76ers? What about Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks? What about Boston? What about who about? Now, the Eastern Conference is up for grabs. I'll be the first to say I couldn't put money on anybody to do anything spectacular in that conference. So whatever we get to the end, I'm going to be happy with it, because it'll all play out like it should. All right. So speaking of this trade with the Raptors and the Spurs, what is going on with the Spurs? We're talking about the gold standard of the NBA for the past two decades. Pop's been in the news lately talking about the game has changed. It's no longer beautiful. Yes, the game has changed. It's no longer, drawing up plays for getting to the basket. It's more drawing up plays to get open three-pointers. And that's the way the game has changed. The league has adjusted to that. Some like it, some don't. I'm an old-school fan. I want to see my guys going to the paint. I want to see mid-range pull-ups, you know, things like that. But the game has changed. Steph Curry revolutionized the game to the point where the three-point ball can be weaponized. And the league has been, if you can shoot, you got a roster spot now. These boys can't even dribble, but they can shoot. And that's the way we're at right now. Shout out to all the three-point shooters in the game right now getting that check. Now, the Spurs, DeMar, LaMarcus Aldridge, they still got some good cornerstones, and I know they've been struggling early, but maybe it's because of the injuries to the young players, the young guards. So hopefully when they get to full strength, they can get their roster and team back rolling in the right direction, because we know Greg Popovich and company are not about losing playing 500 basketball. All right? Now, to all my soccer fans, international football fans, however you want to call it. MLS Cup is here amongst us. We've got the Atlanta United versus the Timbers of Portland in Atlanta next week, playing for the MLS Cup. Shout out to Atlanta United and Portland for their respective conference championships. Played last night. Portland defeated Sporting Kansas City, and Atlanta won on aggregate versus the Red Bulls of New York. So it's going to be a crazy, crazy, crazy week in Atlanta. Well, back-to-back week in Atlanta, because they also have SEC Championship this weekend, and next week we're going to have MLS Cup. So it's going to be back-to-back great weekends in Atlanta. If you're a sports fan, make sure you get out and support all those activities in the city. Atlanta United, I wanted to talk about them real quick because it's crazy in sports to reach this level this quick. The team's only been in existence for 2 seasons, and yet they set all kinds of fan base records and performance records and have great players and great coaching. And it's just a testament to Arthur Blank as one of the great owners in American sports. He's taken the Atlanta Falcons from a perennial joke to a perennial playoff team, even reached the Super Bowl a couple years ago. And now he's taking this new expansion team from scratch to the MLS Cup title game. That just shows, with the right ownership willing to put in place the dollars and time and invest it in the right place with the right people, you can put a good product out there. And the city and people deserve this team in Atlanta, so I'm wishing them all the best. No disrespect to Portland. They've been in the MLS Cup before, a couple years ago. They won that, so they're going for their next cup. So they're going to be done and come with their A game as well, because they're champions over there, already proven. Atlanta's just trying to get their first taste of that. So it's definitely going to be a good game. And whichever side wins or prevails, that's going to have a good game on the MLS Cup this weekend. All right, so what we have tonight coming up is going to be some NBA action. It's a full schedule tonight. It's like 10, 11 games on. So you know I'm definitely not going to be tuning into all of those. I would say the game that you might want to tune in will be the late game on ESPN. That will be the Denver Nuggets and the Portland Trail Blazers, two top contending teams in the West right now. The Nuggets are a surprise. They were, I believe, the 8th seed last year, and now they're top 4. They're playing great basketball collectively as a unit. Another team like the Clippers as well, without that big star name that we're accustomed to. But at the end of the day, who cares about stars when the star is a team and the team's getting W's? So shout out to the Nuggets and what they're doing over there. And Portland, Dame Dalla, and CJ and company, they've been hoping. They put together a good start to the season. Hopefully they can keep that up. And I still believe the Portland Trail Blazers need to make one major power play to put that team in real contention, because I still think you can only ride the two-man show for so long. It's been years now, and they've been running with the same two-gun show, and they've been coming up short. They got smacked in the mouth last year as a 3-seed. That should be a black eye to your general manager and office saying, hey, this team won a lot of games, but they're really not that good. We need to give them some help. So hopefully, throughout the season, we're going to see a major splash by the Portland Trail Blazers. Not losing anything major, of course, but maybe a small role player here or there, maybe a draft pick. Bring in something consistent on the wing. I feel that's their weakest point. You know, I watched them a couple games. Their wing perimeter defense is to be desired. But as a whole, they're still a very great team, and I wish them all the best. I'll be tuning into that game tonight on ESPN. Then also for my MMA fans, it's a great night to tune in to Bellator. That's going to be coming on, I believe, at 9, 8 Central Time. And that's going to be on the Paramount Network, or whatever network it may be on for you. I'm not sure where you're listening from, but that's what's going to be here in the States. So definitely tune into that if you want some good MMA action on a Friday night. And it's also shout out to all the local high school teams competing for championships. I know it's that time of year as well. I want to give a shout out to all those guys still playing, and I wish you guys the best of luck as well. And tomorrow is also championship weekend for conference play in NCAA football. We've got all the heavy hitters playing tomorrow. We've got Bama versus Georgia. We've got Clemson and Pittsburgh. We've got Texas, Oklahoma, and that's just to say the least. Also, we've got what's the Pac-12? That'll be a Washington and Utah, and then we've got the non-major power conferences as well competing, UAB, Middle Tennessee State, teams like that. So tune in to whatever teams or conferences it is you support. I'll be watching, and I'll give you guys some feedback about that tomorrow evening, maybe, or maybe Sunday. Maybe I'll just wait till after all the games are completed, and then Sunday I'll come with the next episode summarizing up the weekend in college football and the latest in sports in general. So with that being said, I want to conclude today's show and let you guys know you can reach me on my Twitter at ELSAUCE89. That's the L Sauce 89 on Twitter. Also Instagram at More Sauce, MoreSauce. Nothing special with pronunciation or spelling. I check those pretty frequently throughout the day. So please hit me up with any comments, suggestions in regards to the podcast, any teams you want me to cover and mention on the show. And until then, I'm signing out. Y'all be good. Tell a friend about the More Sauce podcast. I'm going to bring you guys shows just about every day. So definitely tell a friend about the show. And also, if you have it in your heart, please feel free to make a donation to the show. Keep the podcast going. More money, better content, all that good stuff. I can bring you more coverage of the things you love. So, all right, you guys be good. Have a great weekend. Hop in front of the TV, go to a game this weekend. Hit me up if there's anything I need to know about. All right, y'all be good. I'm out of here. It's JR More Sauce Podcast. Talk to y'all later.